Hi guys, welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andress, and joining me back on the show is Raul Marquez.
Hey, pretty excited to be back.
So today we are going to be talking about relationships, and I am calling this episode Relationship One-on-One. He and I obviously don't have the type of credentials to even be giving out advice. However, we are going to be sharing what has worked best for us. So,
what do you mean we're not psychologists?
You're annoying. So, what do you think has worked best for us?
I think setting boundaries, balance, being honest, being able to be ourselves around each other without, you know, worried or concerned about the other person, like, if that makes any sense.
I mean, yeah. So Raul and I have been together for about 5 years now, and obviously it hasn't always been like the best of days.
It's always been unicorns and rainbows for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I guess like in the very beginning, you're like, you have to be comfortable in front of a person. But like, were you really comfortable in front of me?
For the most part.
I feel like, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable in front of anyone. So like, I don't really like remember, or like, I don't, not 100% sure like what I can even compare that to, because there are some people out there who are in relationships who don't really feel like comfortable with that person yet, or like, you know.
Yeah,
like, well, I know like some girls, like maybe they're not comfortable enough to like take their makeup off before like they go to bed with like that person, or like their extensions out. And with me, I've always just been like clip clip toss my hair.
Well, like, kind of to add to that, like, it's just, I don't think in our relationship we've ever really tried to be controlling of one another too much. I think we've allowed each other freedoms.
Well, what does that even have to do with, like, feeling comfortable with the other person?
I think that kind of, leads into it, though. It's, like, everything, like, you don't, it's all, like, correlated.
Into one. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't think that anyone should ever be controlling over another person in a relationship. I think that's a little ridiculous. And I mean, every now and then I'm obviously like, I say things that may seem controlling. However, I say things where it's like, I'm looking at the bigger picture. Like, you go out, and if you go out and get drunk, it's like your entire week is ruined. Am I right?
No.
How am I not right? Please elaborate.
Because I rally.
No. But I'm just saying, like, to you it may come off as, like, controlling. However, it's like, okay, if you go out and you party and, like, you're up all hours of the night, your entire week is ruined. And it's like,
well, I think one of the most important things is just to have, like I said in the beginning, balance, like, just to, you have to have your time away from one another, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, go hang out with your friends, burn some steam. It's just allows the relationship to stay fresh.
Does it though?
Yeah, you just, you can't be, I don't understand people that are in relationships and they're like, it's like 100% of 100% every day, 24/7. Like, they just dedicate it to one person. Like, I don't think it's healthy. And if anyone is that in that type of relationship, like, don't take offense. But it's like, I think we do a really good job. Like, you have time where you spend with your friends during the week. Whether it's while I'm at work, or, you know, on a Sunday, you go out to a birthday or whenever you're off. And I think I do a good job just, you know, once a week or whenever I have the urge to go hang out, you know, with the guys and have some guy time, watch some sports. And then it just keeps everything balanced. Like, you just feel, you feel like you're a free range, like free range instead of being, you know, stuck in a cage.
Well, like, there are some people who are in a relationship and they consider themselves like as best friends, and like, some best friends, like, hang out with each other every single day, like, all hours of the day. So it's like, what's the difference between that, like, having your best being a best friends and also dating your best friend, because I don't understand that. Like, growing up, like, I would always spend most of my time with, like, one of my best friends, and I was never tired of her. So for people who are constantly around, like, their boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is, and you're saying, like, you need to find balance, like, you shouldn't be with that person all hours of the day, but it's like, what if that's what they need to get through the day?
Like I said, we're talking about you and I.
Right.
I don't know, like, everyone else has their own, it's going to have their own opinions, but I'm not saying that. Just, you just need, I think you just need that, you know, was it like a hot pot, you know, blows off the steam of hot steam, that valve, that release.
Okay.
You just, sometimes it's good to spend time apart. I guess because, I'm saying more like Monday through Friday, you're working, or I'm working, you know, early morning to late in the evening, come hang out. We usually do dinner. But at least, like, I feel like we're pretty vocal about it. Like, hey, I want to do this or I want to do that. And you're pretty understanding for the most part, unless it's going to affect your day. And that's another thing, like, getting into, like, you know, we always give each other one full day. Sundays, we're supposed to hang out on Sundays, unless you ditch me for, I'm not going to mention their names, but they all have babies now. You over there want to be super auntie Kimmy. And, you know, I'm okay with it. Sometimes you just want to go hang out with your friends, but, like, at least we know we have, like, a day dedicated where, like, I'm off, you're off, and, you know, we try to go do, like, on Sunday, what we spend all day at Tivoli Village. We had brunch and had some drinks.
But, like, what do you think has worked the best for us where we can be like, this is what works, this is what you need to try in your relationship, and this is what's going to make your relationship a lot better?
It's honesty. Just open communication.
Yeah, I guess, like, you and I are pretty, like, vocal when it comes to, like,
like,
communicating, hey, with each other.
You voice, like, hey, you're not helping with the house, or you're not helping me with the pups, or we're not doing this, or we're not doing that. Like, it's, and we're pretty, I'm pretty comfortable coming to you with, like, anything like that. And, you know, I guess through our, you know, evolution of our relationship, we've learned not to take it personal and kind of just try to adjust and try to cater to the other person.
Okay, so we're saying, like, communication obviously, like, works best in a relationship. I think that's just, like, everyone really knows.
And communication, being yourself. A lot of people, sometimes, like, you look back at relationships, like, what were you even yourself the whole time you were in a relationship? There's times, like, you look back, and I could look back at a relationship and be like, I was pretending to be somebody else or pretending to be the person that I thought the other person wanted to be, like, and, you know, I know that I'm in a good place with you because I don't have to pretend to be anybody else but myself.
Yeah.
And that's, and a lot of people, I guarantee you, a lot of people are like, will hear that and they'll sit there and they'll be like, yeah, I've had relationships like that too. Like, I'm trying to, you know, pretend like, oh, I don't drink, or I don't do this, or I don't do that, or, like, you know, I'm not that type of guy, or I'm not that type of girl. And then you try to change your whole persona because you think that the person wants you to be a certain way. And then it ends up not working because that's not who you truly are. And that's the one thing that I feel like why our relationship has worked is because we've never pretended to be something other than what we are.
Yeah. Which is, like, honestly, it's kind of stressful, I guess, like, trying to pretend to be someone that, like, you're not. I haven't really been in many relationships, so I honestly can't relate to that because I've always been, I feel like I've always pretty much have been myself. Like, we've met each other before we started dating, and would you say, like, I'm a different person? I think so. I think I definitely have the same personality as I did.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, obviously with age,
obviously, maturity, like, and yeah, I've matured a little bit more.
But yeah, for the most part, you're still free spirit, you know, nosedive. onto the couch whenever you can.
So we're saying that the best way to have a really good relationship is through communication, obviously, and being yourself and, you know, and being honest. However, it's like, what if a person isn't even comfortable enough in their own skin to, like, accomplish all of those things, you know? Like you said, like, you've been in many relationships, and who you are now obviously has something to do with your past relationships and what you've, like, outgrown.
Like, going back to that, you know, being yourself, like, if you're not being yourself in a relationship, does that person really like you?
Right.
Like, or does she like an illusion of you because you're not really, you know, you're not being yourself. You're just portraying something that you think they want to be with. So it's like, you're only lying to them. You're lying to yourself. It's like, it's not a real relationship.
Yeah, but some people can go really long with, like,
and that's why a lot of people are in unhealthy relationships.
What would you even consider, like, an unhealthy relationship? At any point in our relationship, did you feel like it was, like, unhealthy?
I mean, we had our moments.
Of moments of what, though?
Like, obviously, like, we had...
Because I can't recall any moment. And like, I thought you said, like...
Not like, hardcore, but we've gone... We've had speed bumps, but I don't think we've ever had any, like, real cracks on the road through our relationship. But, like, just like any other relationship, normal stuff. You know, some one person feeling a little bit overwhelmed for certain things. But like I said, we've resolved it. We've always had, once we were both over being mad about a situation, we were always good to sit down and talk about it and move on. And, you know, resolve it.
Yeah, but our conversations are usually me talking, you saying okay, and, like, you scrolling through Instagram while we're having the conversation.
Yeah, because I'm listening to you. I'm allowing you to...
Are you listening?
Then.
And knowing me, I just, like, literally, I get over situations so fast. Like, I don't ever, like, hold grudges or...
As long as you're hungry, you'll get over anything.
That's not funny.
It's pretty funny.
Not at all.
But no, relationship advice, like, I mean, there's no right or wrong on what a relationship is, but I think it's, like, obviously, it's, like, known, you base a relationship off honesty, you know, trust, and, you know, just finding the right balance. And if you're always catering to one person, then your relationship doesn't have any balance. Like, if you're the type that thinks that you're going to make the other person happy by always doing what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no balance in the relationship. And then you're not being true to yourself. And you're not being honest to your needs or what you're looking for. So now you're not being honest or truthful. And you're pretty much, you know.
I think it's
got a lot of red flags. And a lot of people think that by being accommodating and over-accommodating, what's that mean? Or always willing to put the other person first, that they're a good boyfriend or girlfriend. But, like, actually, that might hurt the relationship. Like,
I mean, I guess to a certain extent, but some people just, like, don't really.
Like, imagine if, like, you were pretending.
Some people are just, like, a little too nice to even, like, say something, and they just feel like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, but then,
like,
the relationship's not going to work.
Yeah, and I think that, obviously, I think where we've had our, like, learning curve was through finding balance, like we've said,
yeah,
but, like, compromising, really.
Compromising.
Because I feel
well.
Like that is something that we have struggled with that you're not really good at.
I'm not good at it?
No, you're not good at compromising.
What do you mean?
With doing, like, things that I want to do.
I always do stuff you want to do.
Yeah, but, like, it takes a while.
It's, like I said, it depends. Monday through Friday, I come home, like, I want to be long day at work. I'm not in the mood to go grocery shopping.
But it's, like,
and
errands.
It's, like, something that you've, like...
It's, like, errands that we do together.
Like, I've told you about it, but, like, how are we supposed to...
Yeah, but these are our errands that we do together. So that's how
don't
I
have
see
to
it.
Be done together.
I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not the only one out there who is, like, okay, like, these are our errands that we need to do together.
They don't have to be done together. My dad never went grocery shopping with my mom.
My parents have always gone grocery shopping together.
For the most part, even that, like, as much as you say that I don't do what you want, like, I'm, you know, I compromise. I'll be like, okay, let's go. But, like, for the most part, like, at least I tell you, like, hey, you know, when I come, sometimes I have long days and all I want to do is kick my feet up and turn on the TV and watch some Sports Center or, you know, throw on a crossword puzzle, play some Sudoku, kind of like unwind my brain from, you know, all the real estate chatter that I'd spent doing for the previous 10 hours. So, but like a lot of people are afraid to even take that conversation that far. They would just show up and be like, okay, let's go to Target. Let's go grocery shopping. Let's go run all these errands, because they're afraid to upset the other person. Like, at least I'll tell you, like, I don't want to go shopping.
Right. And it usually does upset me. So, like,
but it's
what high road should you even take? So, like, shouldn't you just go and do it instead of saying you don't want to do it?
No, but like, if a person doesn't take a stand and then they get stuck doing all the stuff that they don't want to do.
Right.
And then you
like, you know, just start to create resentment towards that person, or just like a buildup of,
or not even resentment. You start conditioning the person to think it's okay.
That, and obviously, like, that person who's like not listening to you saying no, obviously you start to like build up some type of resentment of like, well, she's always saying, she's always telling me what to do.
Don't always say no.
Like, no one really likes to be told what to do, obviously. No, I know you don't always say no. However, like, I think you say no the majority of the times that we need to do our errands together.
Or
because they're your errands, too.
And try to convince you to do them by yourself.
I know, but that's boring. And it's like, it's not as fun doing errands by yourself than it is when you have someone to, like, talk to, and, like, time just goes by so much faster.
Yeah, I could see that. But like I said, but maybe our relationship has worked as long as it has because, like, these are the small problems we got. Like, we're not really...
We don't have those real problems.
But we don't allow, like, say, this simple issue right now that, you know, just the recent months I've gotten really busy with my business. And now we're running into, like, where I'm coming home later. I'm leaving a little earlier. I'm gone all day. And you want me to, you know, before, when I wasn't as busy, I was able to go grocery shopping and do all these errands with you. And maybe you got a little preconditioned. And now that I come home later, and all I want to do is, you know, have some dinner and relax and get ready for the next day. Then maybe that's, but at least we have that openness or that open door policy in our relationship where, like, I could tell you, like, I don't, you know, I just want to come home and relax or do this and do that. Like, other people don't in their relationship. And that's why sometimes relationships start feeling like chores themselves.
So, like, what do you think? Okay, so we've been together for 5 years. At what time in your relationship do you think it's okay to, like, start saying, no, I don't want to do that. Like, maybe you do that on your own and we'll just, like, meet up later, or, like, I'll see you at home. You know, like, because I feel like when... the first few months or even the first year, you're still, like, very guarded.
I would have put a time frame on anything. It's like, when something feels right, feels right. Like, yeah. If you feel like you have something to say, say it.
Right.
Like, again, because I'm not a psychologist, but, like, again, you start conditioning people into thinking that it's okay. Like, it's just, you know, every time we open the drawer where the dog food's at, what do the dogs do? They come over and they stand by their bowls and they think they're going to get food. And, I mean, I'm not calling people dogs, but I'm just saying, like, it's the same thing. Like, you're conditioning people when they ask you something for you to always say yes.
Right.
And if you're really, you know, and then the deeper and deeper you get, like, how much harder is it going to say, it's going to be to say no?
To say no, right. Because, like, you're already, like, stuck with, like, saying yes, and you know that person. And, like, I feel like some people think, like, they're being taken advantage of when they're, other partner is, like, constantly, like, telling them, yep, like, what to do, and they just have a hard time saying no, and they're constantly saying yes, 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 yes. Then they start to feel like they're being taken advantage of, and then, but the other person doesn't see that just because they're just so used to them doing everything, or, like, doing everything that they
want.
Yeah,
because the person that was always saying yes can build resentment, like you said before. Like, they could start building resentment, like,
yeah,
I don't want to do this, but I'm always willing to do it. I'm always willing to do it. And then when they finally bring it up, and then it's like a super big issue, and the person that had no idea it was an issue because they've never dealt, the other person never brought it up. Yeah, then all of a sudden you have a confused parties. Like, where's all this resentment coming from, or where's all this anger coming from, or all this buildup coming from, you know? Because the other person's so used to, or again, I'm like overusing the word, but conditioned, so used to, you know, the other person being there and available and, you know, always willing to do what they ask.
Yeah. So far we've said, obviously, like, communication, compromise, finding balance. What else have we said?
Then another one is trust. Like, I know, like, when you go out with your friends.
I don't think we've ever had this issue, though.
No, we've never had trust issues. That's what right. I'm saying. But it's so because it's like, we, you know, we trust each other. So the thing is, like, when I go out with my friends, you don't really haggle me to, like, what are you doing? Or when are you coming home? Or blah, blah, blah. Maybe, like, one text a night or something if you're not working. When you go out with your friends, I'm not blowing you up. Like, where are you? You know, where are you? What's going on? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, who are you with? Like, blah, blah, blah. 30 questions. Like,
right.
And it's, and it goes back to us understanding, like, balance. Like, hey, she's going out with her friends. You know, I trust you. I'm not going to sit there and concern myself or blowing you up. Like, what's the point? Like, that's, you're trying to control the other person. And I don't want to be in a controlling relationship.
I think that some people, though, like, some people do have, like, some real trust issues, whether it has been, like, past relationships or just, like, friendships growing up or whatever it may be that honestly just, like, triggers them to, like, not be able to trust someone fully. Now,
my dad used to tell me all the time, like, you can't control another person. Like, it's, the, like, no matter how much you check their social medias, their emails, their phones, their texts, or whatever you want to do, however controlling people act... You know what I mean? Texting, finding out what they're doing.
People are always going to do whatever they want to do.
It's not going to stop them from doing what they want to do. At the same time, if somebody wants to be dishonest, like, why do you even want to fight for that person or be like, that person doesn't want to be with you?
Right.
So it's like, you know what I mean? That's simple as that. So to me, like, I guess it comes with maturity too. Like, you know, you go on your trips with your girlfriends or you go out for a girls' night dinner, I might text you once, like, or if you text me, like, hey, I'll be home soon. I'm like, all right. Well, most of the time, I'm already asleep. So.
Yeah.
So, I think that that's a big red flag. Like, if the, I mean, guys or girls, so I'm not going to just pinpoint this on the guys. Like, if your girlfriend or boyfriend can't go to sleep while you're out, and it's like constantly texting, like, I can't go to sleep until I know you're home. I don't know. That's like, to me, that's a sign of like just them wanting to be in control. Like, oh, I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be with somebody that's like trying to control everything you do. Like, you know?
Yeah, that could be annoying.
It's super annoying. You start feeling in a cage again, you know? Like, you're not, you're in a relationship. Yeah, you're committed to another person. Yeah, you're the other person's feelings. You're going to affect the other person's feelings no matter what your actions are. But at the same time, you're still allowed to live your life and have other friends and other, you know, do other stuff without your partner.
Yeah. So before we end here, what advice would you give, like,
to people?
People who are like,
find a person that you can be yourself with.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite part of our relationship is that we could be ridiculous. Like, if people saw us in private, they'd be like, you guys are maniacs. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, we could be ourselves, foolish. Find a person you could be foolish with. You don't have to hide yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know that if I go out with the guys, there's a chance that I might overdo it a little bit. But, like, sometimes you just need to blow that steam, and I don't have to hide that from you. Right?
Right.
And then what else? Have balance. Somebody that you could tell them, like, hey, I could honestly feel comfortable and come and tell you, hey, tomorrow, you know, there's a hockey game I really want to watch, so I'm going to go over to my brother's house after work. Like, I don't have that concern. Like, if you feel uncomfortable asking somebody you're dating that you want to do something, then it's probably, that person's probably not right for you.
Yeah.
right?
I mean, I guess, but like some people just like, some people like feel the need to like ask permission, or like some people are just like afraid,
like
to even like say like, hey, this is what I'm doing, because they're afraid of them saying like, well, I thought we were doing this.
Yeah. Well, let me rephrase it. Like if you're in a relationship and you give that person the appropriate amount of time, and like say you, oh, we're
like, if you don't have plans,
like, yeah, but like say you do give that person an appropriate amount of time, and then you want, there's something that you want to do, and they still get upset, then that's a big red flag for me, like right off the bat. And but if it's the opposite, and you're always wanting to hang out with your friends, you're not giving the other person another time, then it's a red flag for that person, right? So I guess it works both ways. So again, it goes back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the perfect relationship, if you could be yourself, you fully trust the other person, you guys have balance in your relationship, and then I think and that person is your best friend. I think that's huge. I think, you know, what helped our relationship is that I felt like we were friends. We've always been friends and boyfriend, girlfriend, but like, you know, we have a good, strong foundation as friends.
Right. Well, I don't think any relationship is perfect.
No, it's
obviously
not.
Or like, you can never have a perfect relationship. I don't think that's,
I mean,
like,
a scar under my eye. That's proof that, you know, no relationship is perfect. I'm just kidding. She's never hit me.
I just like your jokes. Like, they're not funny to me.
They're pretty funny.
They're just not. But anyways, yeah, I don't think that any relationship is perfect. However, if you can achieve to find all of those types of qualities, I guess, like, or like if you're able to.
Like, I'm pretty confident, and that my advice is pretty, you know, it's good advice. I watch a lot of Dr. Phil. And
I mean, it's pretty standard advice. Like, I feel like people know every relationship kind of needs these things to be successful, or just to, like, even work.
It's pretty standard to know that if you drink too much, you're going to wake up hungover, and people still cross those boundaries. Like, you could have the knowledge, but to apply it, it's a lot different. Like, I could have a recipe to, you know, beef Wellington, but it doesn't mean it's going to come out like Gordon Ramsay's.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you apply that knowledge? How do you apply, like, what's important to you? If you're happy just being a yes ma'am type guy, or yes sir type guy, then okay.
The thing is, I think that it starts to work for people when it just comes naturally. You know what I mean? Like, it'll just start to come naturally if, like, you don't feel like your relationship is, like, a chore. Or, like, if they really, like, are invested in that other person and in their relationship. I think that that's when it just starts to come naturally, where it's just like, you know what? Like, I really enjoy this person's company. I really enjoy, like, being with this person. Like, I wouldn't want to do anything to, like,
and it's a
ruin our relationship, right? So it's just, like, you just start understanding that, yes, you need to have communication, you need to find balance, you need to, like, respect the other person's needs, you need to be able to, like, compromise. So I kind of feel like it's like a natural thing that happens over time, like, once you start to mature and you start to understand that these are the qualities that I need to share in my relationship for it to be successful and for us to not resent each other or hate each other.
It is a feeling. Like, it's, you can't force a feeling. Like, it's supposed to feel right. Like, if something doesn't feel right, like, you're probably not right, you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
obviously it's not science.
And yeah, I agree with you. It's just a feeling, and just and it's pretty much, you could ask yourself like the question every day, like, does this person make me better, or if this person was gone tomorrow, would I be upset? Like,
I think that everyone should always be with someone that makes them a better person.
Yeah. Agreed.
Or, like, you can be a better person together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of our show here.
Wait. I got like, another 30 minutes of segments here.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share before we end this show?
Just, you know, that's... relationships are difficult. They take time. You need to work at them. And then if there's any issues, you got to deal with the issues head on. Like, you can't just ignore them.
You can't bottle them up. There's no point to it.
No, because, like, I don't know. I think the last 3+ years of our relationship, we haven't done that at all. And I think it's the best 3 years of any relationship I've ever had in my life, because we've been super honest and, you know, people have been able to deal with issues like before they become these giant, you know.
Right. But I think that you and I just in general are like two really easy people. Like, we're pretty easy.
Two awesome people.
Pretty easy going.
Like,
where we don't really hold grudges or like things just don't really bother us.
If anybody wants to reach me, $100 an hour, couples therapy, I'll meet you at the Starbucks closest to your home.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Raul.
You're welcome. It's always a good time.
If you like this episode, don't forget to like and rate, and stay tuned for next week's episode on Bubblegum Kim Podcast. Bye.
Cheers.